It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, once again, our broadcast partners came to these microphones with great information that will help us to better understand and develop our own worldview, a biblical prophetic worldview. May I suggest that you would listen again to our broadcast partners? They have some fantastic information that you must understand, and let me suggest you call a friend and tell them about Ken Timmerman. He's in Europe, and we discussed the thought that America is losing respect in our world today. And also, there are a couple of intelligence chiefs who have said that President Obama has made Iran a nuclear state today. David Dolan out of the Middle East, he talked about the Syrian-Israeli border activity that's taking place, shots being fired across the border from both sides, from the Israelis and from the Syrians. This thing could really get hot. You need to understand about what is happening. Rabbi Yoel Karin discussed with us the conflict on the Temple Mount. The Saudi Islamic High Council has said that they will go to war against Israel over the Temple Mount. That is a very, very concerning development. Dr. Rob Congdon talked with us about the situation in Europe, and in particular, we focused on the Ukraine, what's happening there. You need to understand this situation. It's a part of how the European Union is coming to power and one day will be the revived Roman Empire. We talked with David James. We discussed how when you watch television or listen to radio prophecy teachers, you need to have Bible in hand, my friend. We discussed 1 2-hour telecast that both David and I had much concern about the proper hermeneutic. Now, that's the science of interpreting Scripture, was not used by any of those on the panel, and there was a Duke's mixture up there, many of them contradicting each other in their beliefs about Bible prophecy. Bottom line, we said that each and every one of us must study the Word of God, the prophetic Word of God, for ourselves and not listen to those unless we have Bible in hand and make sure they're consistent with what God's Word has to say. And then I brought Dr. Rennie Showers. He is a scholar par excellence. He's written a number of books on eschatology, the study of end time events. We know that he is so prolific in these writings that we felt like we needed to bring him to the broadcast and talk to him about what the rapture really is and what is the second coming and is there a difference between the two. Dr. Showers and myself were recently on a television program produced by John Ankerberg and his ministry. We did about 9 different programs. You'll want to be watching those when they come on the air across the nation. But I felt like this was a great opportunity. Even while on the set, I recorded my conversation with Dr. Showers. By the way, all of these interviews available at our website, prophecytoday.com. Go there to Prophecy Today Radio Network and be sure to tell a friend they need to hear these conversations as well. Well, my conversations today on the broadcast have convinced me that we all must study Bible prophecy. There is a reason why. First of all, 1/3 of the entire Bible, that's 1 in every 3 pages, is Bible prophecy. In fact, Bible prophecy can be found in each book of the Bible. If you take advantage of our devotions here on prophecytoday.com, and you read through the entire year, each and every day when we have a new devotion, you'll see that we've gone through all 66 books of the Bible, and there is prophecy in each and every book of the Bible. So that's giving us an indication. That's a very, very important reason for us studying Bible prophecy. You know what God's Word says? Jesus Christ is the spirit of Bible prophecy. That's Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. That means when we study Bible prophecy, it lifts up Jesus Christ. He becomes the center focus for all of our life's activities, and we're looking to Him to return, to call us up at the rapture of the church, to take us into the heavenlies. And as Dr. Showers said, it will be instantaneous. We will be taken into the heavenlies. You know, Jesus Christ Himself thought it important enough to teach Bible prophecy. to his disciples, starting in Matthew chapter 16, that's about 6 months before he will be crucified in Jerusalem, he prophesied that that would be the case. He told his disciples, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'll be crucified, I'll be buried, but I will resurrect on the third day. And that was 6 months before all of this happened. It was fulfilled 6 months later. All along the way, as Jesus traveled with his disciples into Jerusalem, he continued to teach them Bible prophecy. Just before he was crucified, in fact, 2 days before, he gave the Olivet Discourse, one of the most profound prophetic conferences ever held in the history of the world, and Jesus Christ, the master teacher, was the one who taught it. For 40 days after his resurrection, Acts chapter 1, he taught Bible prophecy. The last letters he sent to the churches, the seven churches of Asia Minor, that's Revelation chapters 2 and 3, he taught Bible prophecy. It's profitable if you study Bible prophecy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable. You need to study Bible prophecy. It's profitable. Revelation 1:3 said, blessed is he that reads this book, that listens to the teachings of this book, and then does what the book tells us to do. You receive a special blessing. That's profitable. It gives comfort. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. After explaining the rapture of the church, Paul says to all of those reading his epistle, comfort ye one another with this truth. Bible prophecy is very profitable. In fact, Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12, it helps us to understand. Jesus said to Daniel, since you set your heart to understand the times. And of course, it does help us to live pure. 1 John chapter 3, those that have this hope within them purifieth themselves. Well, it's not only profitable, it's not only because Jesus taught Bible prophecy, but it is practical. Understanding why things are happening in our world helps us to recognize that we're living in the time which, in fact, Jesus Christ will come back. It seems everything is about to be fulfilled. Information to warn others is available as you study Bible prophecy. This is a great tool to evangelize your family, your friends, your neighbors. But it helps us. It's so practical because it helps us to understand the next event, which is the rapture of the church. When Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trumpet of God sounds, and we're caught out of here. And by the way, that rapture, according to everything we've talked about on the broadcast today, could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...